Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Today, family pastor Scott Torres is joined by Stephen Gilchrist, family ministry director, Renovation Church Atlanta, Aaron Gaston, next generation pastor, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Virginia, and Kevin Cloran, director of family ministry, Bedrock Community Church, Virginia. Listen in as they offer parents an encouraging word.
How is your church transitioning, or how might it transition? And how might that look for, I guess, family ministry that you're involved with in your church? How are you guys talking? What are some of the things you're talking about when it comes to kind of moving out of this quarantine time as a church and within family ministry?
You know, it just takes a lot of going back to the table and praying and being patient. There are some people who are anxious to get out the house, but they're not anxious to meet. And, you know, we're not the size of Aaron's church, but, you know, we got about 500 to 600 people every Sunday. And if we practice social distancing, you know, we'll have to have 6 or 7 services a Sunday, which is just draining to even consider. So I think wisely enough, our pastors, our leaders are encouraging us to continue forward with the online format for now, continue to give resources, you know, communicate, over-communicate, yeah, and pray and love on people. And
so it could be very well through the summer, maybe for you guys. So
yeah, hopefully it won't be, right? But yeah, I mean, definitely August, you know, there's the potential of that. So,
yeah. Okay. Aaron, Kevin, what about you guys? What are some of the things you guys are talking about when it comes to coming back together, holding services? How might family ministry look, or at least on the Sunday morning or whenever you offer services?
And practically speaking, kind of what's our game plan right now?
Yeah.
You know, we're probably not looking at having kids through the summer. We would stay online. Stephen kind of hinted at it. We would, according to whatever the governor opens up as far as the numbers that can be in one location at a time, is it 50? Is it 100? Is it 5? You know, what is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. We're in the midst right now of trying to get with the governor to get some kind of a game plan there, because hopefully that speeds it up a little bit, at least in our state. So all that remains to be seen. But yeah, multiple services. Film the pastor so he would speak live until he gets tired, and then show a video with folks that are live. Social distancing, of course, through the whole auditorium, and when we do open up kids ministry and student ministry, social distancing. For example, we're talking about, we do a camp ministry. We have about 700 kids that attend our camp over the course of the summer, and we haven't canceled it yet. We don't want to, but we're trying to think of like what are options. And so if we can get the capacity down to 50 kids, social distanced, everybody, our staff and counselors are screened and all of that, you know, perhaps we could hold that for 4 hours. Normally it would be an overnight camp, but maybe we can do that for 4 hours and just limit risk. And as we watch the reemergence unfold, and then of course, keeping track of cases and all of that along the way, mm-hmm, until we move past it. So just being creative, but there does seem to be lots of different creative opportunities that churches can do differently, and each situation is so different. And it all comes down to facility often, like how your facility is literally laid out, that you can do certain things. We're talking about doing life groups for students live if the governor releases some things here later on in the summer. We would do that with college students as well. If we can keep small groups under, you know, 15 or so, depends on, again, what he decides. So, so we're just gonna probably start life groups and small groups first, and then transition into the gatherings. And we're gonna try and tackle some drive-in deals for parents to get out. We did one just the other day. We just, hey, if your kid brings their kids ministry sticker, free ice cream at We Scream, you know, and so. We did that, and we had a whole bunch of folks just drive in, get some ice cream, and we had staff and volunteers out just waving, you know, just, hey, how are you guys doing? And like, I remember you, you know? And so it was, it, you know, just trying to, we're going to try and get those things kind of strung throughout the summer to just keep that connection and keep ministry happening until finally we get reunion, you know, at the end.
Kevin, what about you guys?
Yeah, I'm in the, you know, being in the same state with Aaron, just waiting for the governor to make some calls, whether it's going to be, you know, in different stages. I know there's a call for, you know, different counties to be opened up rather than the whole state because, you know, parts of Virginia are affected by, you know, COVID-19 more than others. So just waiting to hear what he has to say. We have a teaching pastor who's very much connected across the state through the SBCV, and he's here in, you know, they're in meetings regularly to how to move, you know, forward in the best possible way, who's doing what well and all of that. So just kind of, you know, waiting on the communication and working with other, you know, that's one of the, I guess, values of Bedrock is teamwork. So we have a network and we're, you know, looking to share ideas with people across the state to come out of this as well as we can.
Okay. All right. We're finishing up, but I'd love for you guys to just one encouraging word. What's one thing maybe you want to say to parents that are watching this as they're going through this time? I love one of you guys mentioned, you know, parents may just want a break to some degree, but obviously this is going to be, you know, we're going to take the long road approach to coming out of this thing. What's one word of encouragement that you would share with parents or maybe even being a parent? I mean, all of you guys are parents. What's one thing you'd say?
Yeah, I'll speak to that real quick. Just something I mentioned earlier that within this situation, there's great opportunity and it may be hard, but it's opportunity to grow and to move forward. And I would encourage, as you know, my wife and I talk, you know, to press in and to try to discern what the Lord has for us to learn during this time that we're going to take out of this and move forward. If we have to, you know, readjust after this is over to do what that is, then so be it. But I would just encourage all of us to I guess, carpe diem, seize the opportunity that's in front of us and learn what we can learn and move forward with it.
Okay. Steve and Aaron, anything?
I just encourage parents, take inventory of the culture of your home. Use this time to evaluate the culture that you've established in your house. Some families, like Kevin said, are, you know, working from home, everything's fine. They're just, you know, it's just a different work schedule. You're just around each other a lot. Others are losing their jobs and it's a stressful time. Others are going through medical issues. But culture, the culture of the house and the house and how it's designed to go through the good times and the bad times is really, really, really important. And so I would just encourage parents to watch that, take inventory of it, and make sure that culture is built Jesus first. We live by faith and we love one another no matter what. And just establish that culture. So even if it's a good time, the culture's strong. But if it's a bad time, the culture's strong and it's based in Christ. And so that would just be an encouragement. That's something that we've been evaluating in our home just as we've been going through all of these different things all of this time. And we've been very, very thankful for the blessings of the Lord and being able to share that in our house, even with our 2-year-old. He doesn't understand, but you know, he knows something's up. He knows something's going on. And so that culture is something that we just want to be based on Jesus and our household. And I just encourage other parents to do the same.
Amen. Stephen.
Yeah. To the parents, I would say that God sees your labor. Your labor is not in vain. So be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord and be led by his Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. And I just want to thank everyone for watching. And if you're a parent here, we love you. Yeah. God loves you. God, there was only one perfect parent, and that was God the Father. So in the midst of being quarantined, we all have sinned against our kids. We've sinned against our spouses. When it comes to parenting, there was only one perfect Father. And that Father imputed righteousness to us because he knew that we would need it in order to be reconciled to him. So he forgave us of our sins. He declared us righteous. And we look to him daily. And so I just, in light of these gentlemen's encouragement, I just want to encourage us to just give yourself much grace. You're becoming more like Christ, and you will be like Christ when you breathe your last breath and see him, you know, absent from the body is present with the Lord. So we're all on a journey together. We're becoming more like Christ. So give yourself grace and cling to the gospel. There's only one perfect parent that frees me up to go, yes, I am needy of my Father and I'm needy of the Holy Spirit. And I praise God for the implications of the good news of Jesus. Well, gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thanks, God.
And I hope this is a blessing to many who will watch it. All right. God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.